That feature led to the iPod Shuffle. As Rubinstein and Fidel were working on creating a flash player that was small and inexpensive, they kept doing things like making the screen tinier. At one point, Jobs came in with a crazy suggestion. Get rid of the screen altogether. What? Fidel responded. Just get rid of it, Jobs insisted. Fidel asked how users would navigate the songs. Jobs' insight was that you wouldn't need to navigate. The songs would play randomly. After all, they were songs you had chosen. All that was needed was a button to skip over a song if you weren't in the mood for it. Embrace uncertainty, the ads read.